In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
Friday morning, and here he is, Felix Bunnell, with another edition of All Over the Map. A quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. And this week, we travel to a community.
This week, we travel to a community near Stevens Pass.
Where is Tunnel City?
Well, first of all, Stevens Pass is not named for Territorial Governor Isaac Stevens, one of the few places not named for our former Territorial Governor. Named for John F. Stevens, a surveyor who mapped out that route for the Great Northern Railway back around 1890. Yeah, poor guy gets no credit. And that route had a lot of switchbacks, so they decided to build a tunnel. And this tunnel was almost 3 miles long. And before construction began back in 1897, a little community sprung up east of Stevens Pass called Tunnel City. The kids today might call it a pop-up, right? Mm-hmm. There were merchants there. Many had relocated from nearby Leavenworth. There were at least four saloons. They were selling all kinds of products and, you know, services to the rough-and-tumble tunnel workers. And so the town of Tunnel City developed a reputation as a temple of sin. And so much was Tunnel City considered a one-stop shopping center for vice that a writer for the New York World wrote a scathing profile of Tunnel City, calling it the wickedest place on earth. And it's this went viral. It was reprinted in newspapers as far away as London.
In Eastern Washington?
Yeah, exactly.
Makes no sense.
Exactly. So there was a guy named Frank Reeves, a local politician and real estate mining broker up there. And in June of 1900, he refuted what the World had said. And he said, quote, Cascade Tunnel is indeed a wicked place. That's what they called the city as well. Because conditions are favorable to the exposure of the rough side of life. And men and women are the same the world over. Some are good, some are bad, others indifferent. None is absolutely spotless, and no one is entirely devoid of good. So he kind of was working both sides of the aisle there. But of course, to put it in perspective, Frank Reeves cast aspersions on our own fair city. He said, the toughest of the Cascade toughs are but mere infants when they get down on a tough street in Seattle, a city of churches, refinement, and education, full of blue-coated policemen and guardians of public morals. So as the wickedest place on earth was nothing compared to Seattle, right? Typical Eastern Washington approach, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, really nothing's changed. Either Tunnel City is wicked or Seattle is dying, right? But a few months after Frank Reeves published his rejoinder, the city was leveled by a fire. So Tunnel City was wiped off the map in June of 1900.
Nothing left?
Pretty much nothing left. I couldn't find any reference
to it.
Did
you still hike up there?
It's right off of Lichtenberg Place, off of Highway 2, just east of the Stevens Pass ski area. Uh-huh. There's supposedly nothing there. There's no interpretation. There's nothing of a town site. But it's
I drove through there over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
And I didn't see anything there.
Yeah,
you have the Nordic Center for East Stevens Pass, and that's about it.
I think it's kind of midway between those two places, actually. Yeah, and it's again, there's no interpretation there. I don't know if there's been any archaeology done there.
Is there still a tunnel there?
The old tunnel is still there, and until 2006, it was accessible on the Iron Goat Trail, but part of the ceiling collapsed back in the winter of 06, 07, and it's closed off. It's blocked off. But, no, Stevens Pass has this crazy multiple layers of history with the different railroad routes, the Wellington mine disaster, or the big avalanche in 1910, and then the highway that came through. So it's again, these multiple layers plus all the native
history.
I've been
through the Snoqualmie Tunnel. You've been through that?
I've ridden my bike through that. Yeah, that's awesome. That's very cool. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. A little point of light at the end.
It's bizarre. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Pretty soon you're in the daylight. Wow. It's worth it. So lots of cool stuff in the old railroad history around the Cascades.
Felix Bunnell joins us Wednesdays and Fridays. His features are at mynorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.